هيا على الفلاح.
القاسم ابن محمد ابن أبي بكر رحمه الله is considered one of the main fuqaha of the tabi'een. A man walks into the gathering and he says to Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad, you know, I have a question such and such and such, so can you give me the answer? So Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad, he, you know, looked at the man, he said, well, I don't know the answer of this. He said to him that I don't know of anybody else that I can go to about this question of mine. And I've been told to come to you, so you have to answer my question. As I said, Al-Qasim Muhammad is considered one of the greatest ulama that ever lived in the history of Islam, and amongst the tabi'een, he's considered one of the elite as well. Al-Qasim, what do you think he replied at that point? Al-Qasim, he said, do not look at the size of my beard. And do not look at all the people that gather around me and asking questions to me. By Allah, I don't know the answer to this. And then an old man from amongst the Qurashiyin, and he said to him, do what you did today whenever you need to do it. For verily, I have never ever seen you more noble in a gathering than the way I saw you today. Al-Qasim, he replied back to the man, he said, by Allah, if this tongue was to be cut off, it would be more beloved to me than for me to use this same tongue and speak in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal without any knowledge. And the reason why I start with this story is because the hadith that we're going to be discussing today is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the best thing or from the beauty of the Islam of an individual is the fact that he leaves off that which does not concern him. Anything that does not concern an individual, he should leave it off. Hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Which number is the hadith? Hadith number 6. The scholars, they explain this hadith and they said that whenever the Islam, the more it increases, the more you'll notice that anything that doesn't concern this individual, he'll leave it off. Ibn Hajar al-Haytami rahmatullah alayhi, explaining this hadith, he mentioned a very beautiful point. He said that this hadith entails every single thing in Islam period. Things are either of concern to you or they're not of concern to you. Or if they're not of concern to you, the Prophet ﷺ is telling you in this hadith, you know, very clearly, leave them off. And if they are of concern to you, then the understanding of the hadith is that those are the things that you're supposed to be concerned about. Now, the reason why I mentioned this story is because oftentimes we find that one of the things people indulge in, and it's not of concern to them, is, you know, speaking on behalf of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rahim, he used to say a very beautiful statement. He would say, the more you see a person is ready to go out and just give a fatwa whenever he's asked a question, neither is it supposed to be the behavior of a talib ilm. Neither was it the behavior of the Sahaba. And that's why Suhnun ibn Sa'id and Sufyan ibn Uyayna are telling you in this statement of theirs over here, the one that's always ready to give a fatwa are the ones that are least in knowledge. And the reason why they're ready always to go and pass a fatwa on a person and stuff like that is because they don't have that knowledge. Had they known that the Prophet ﷺ is saying over here that leave that which not concerns you, leave it off. Had they known that the Sahaba used to sort of, you know, deflect whenever a fatwa would come to them. When a person would bring a question to a Sahabi, he would say, go ask that person. Then that person will say, go ask that person. And the third person will say, go ask the other person. And the fourth person will say, go ask the other person, until it eventually comes back to the original person. And when they had no choice left at that point, they'll say, okay, you know what? I'll answer the question. That's why Sahal ibn Abdullah, he said in a statement, he said, very beautiful statement, he said that if you wish to look at the gatherings of the prophets, then go and look at the gatherings of the people of knowledge. He said, you'll see that during this gathering, a man will come. And he'll say, I did such and such and such, is my wife divorced? Another man will come. I did such and such and such, did this happen? Another third man will come. He'll ask a similar question. And, you know, the person of knowledge that's sitting there, he will say, okay, you know, your wife is divorced, she's not, whatever, this Sawm or this fast of yours is nullified or it's not, it's valid. This prayer of yours is fine. He'll give the answer. He said, if you look at this, this is the same status that a prophet was supposed to have when he was a prophet. And that's why, you know, one of the ulama, he said that a mufti, a person that gives a fatwa, it's like a link between Allah Azza wa Jal and the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you should really be careful how you become that link between Allah Azza wa Jal and the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Train yourself. That it's not like, as soon as somebody asks, bam, I heard this, I know this. No, that's not how it works. There's something called patience. You know, if you look at what Rabi'ah, one of the ulama amongst the tabi'een, Rabi'ah al-Ra'i, he used to say a very beautiful statement. He would say, some of the people that give fatwa in this locality are what? He said, they are more worthy of being jailed than even those that steal. Because think about it, this is a very grave crime. You're committing a crime against Allah. You're going entirely against the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not say with those tongues of yours that you use to attribute to Allah Azza wa Jal a lie that this is haram and this is halal. If you don't know, stay quiet. It's not your business. And then you look at what shaitan is telling you. He's only commanding you with evil, with promiscuous acts, and that you say upon Allah Azza wa Jal that which you do not know. You teach yourself to stay away from things that are of no concern to you. You start to recognize within your heart that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's watching you. You then eventually train yourself to stay away from talking on behalf of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal without any knowledge. When you train yourself to do that, remembering the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching you, then that puts you in a state of haya with Allah Azza wa Jal. You have a certain type of shyness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was giving like an advice to an individual. He said, think of Allah Azza wa Jal in your mind as if He is a very pious person from amongst your family members. And He's always with you. When you think of that, think of the most pious person you know. Out of anyone that you've ever met in your life, now think to yourself that this person never ever goes out of your sight. And now be a new you. Look at the things that you did all day today. How many of those things will be crossed out? That this pious person, he is never ever away from you, not for a moment, and then now think of Allah Azza wa Jal as that person. Not in a physical form, but as in, think about the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal is always there, always watching every single thing you do. And naturally you realize that all of those things that do not concern you, you'll be willing and you'll be ready to leave them off. And also, or if we all had even just a little bit of sanity, we'd realize that throughout our day, we have so many things to do. Now all of those things are going to be written down and you're going to be questionable about it on the Day of Judgment. Then you go and push yourself into something that you don't even need to be questionable about on the Day of Judgment. We already have so much baggage with us that's going with us to the hereafter. And that's why some of the ulama, they used to say, if a person was to consider his speech, that if they were to consider their speech from their actions, their speech would become decreased. Because every single thing you do, it's not a statement that you make, except that there is people there watching, listening, recording, and on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you in front of everybody. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ